So many people in this world are so tired, exhausted, and it doesn't matter how clever you are, how emotionally resilient you are, and how strong you are, when you're tired, you're just not functioning at your best. When you're tired, you're simply not enjoying life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at God's rest for you from a different perspective. Well, over the course of this week, and in fact the next few weeks on the program, we're stepping our way through a little series of messages that I've called, Oh God, I Need a Rest. I know that this is what so many, many, many people need in their lives. Just a rest. So many people are tired, too tired to have quality time with their friends or their family, too tired to be truly part of a faith community, too tired to enjoy life, too tired, just too tired. And here's the funny thing. We just keep on keeping on, and we keep going, same commute, same pressures, same exhausted at night, up the next morning, Friday, the weekend collapse, back again on Monday. We just can't keep going. We know something's wrong. We know life shouldn't be like this. But it is. That's it. Nothing I can do about it. I just have to keep going. I'm trapped on this treadmill. I can't get off. And you don't hear too many people talking about this problem either. We know we're all tired. Just get on with it. Now, I have absolutely nothing against hard work. But where's the balance? Where's the joy? What's the point of it all? Today, I'd like to share with you that this exhaustion, this tiredness is just not what God's plan is for our life. Absolutely. There are some times and some seasons that we have to travel through where you have to work at a million miles an hour. I've been through some of those, and doubtless you have been too. But as we saw yesterday on the program, it says in Psalm 127, it is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives sleep to those whom he loves. In other words, God wants us to have his rest. That's why over these few weeks, that's exactly what we're looking at each day, a simple, straightforward how to enter God's rest, how to live smack bang in the center of God's peace. Yesterday we saw that God, after his mighty act of creation, rested, and that he thought that that day of rest was so important, he commanded his people to keep a Sabbath day set apart for him. Now, he didn't rest because he was exhausted. He rested to sit back and enjoy what he had created. So for God, right up front there is a simple pattern of work and rest. You and I, we need both. And actually, that wonderful creation, that sense of work and then enjoying this world, that's something he's also gifted to humanity. See, sometimes we imagine that God's blessing and his goodness and this whole rest and peace thing can't possibly be for us. But come and have a look with me at what he did with all that he created. Let this rock your socks off. It starts in Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Then God said, after he'd made everything else, he said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created humanity in his image, and the image of God he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, look, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I've given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant of food. And so it was so. God saw everything he'd made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening and morning on the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished from the work he'd done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. See, there it is. God creates this stunning universe and hands it over for the man and the woman, for you and for me, to enjoy that creation. Here, here, it's yours. I've made it. Now subdue it, till it, farm it, be fruitful, multiply, enjoy. See, God only rests once he's created everything and then given it away to people, to men and women, both made in his image. That is the joy he has in creation. And then, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and to keep it. So he gives the man a woman to be his wife, his partner, and they enjoy life in this garden, safe, at rest, working, resting, in relationship with God. That was God's original plan for his people, that he would be their God, they would be his people, safe and at rest. Now, we know that Adam and Eve ruined that, and we're going to look at that on the program tomorrow. But for now, let's just stick with God's original plan. It was never his plan for us to be out of close fellowship and relationship with him or with one another. It was never his plan for us to be amid strife and conflict. It was never his plan for us to be carrying around heavy burdens. It was never his plan to see you and me groaning under the burden of a weight that's crushing us. Those things were never, ever his first and his best plan for us. What's befallen us has done so because Adam and Eve, and then you and me, we all in our own way, in our own time, have turned our backs on God. As I said, that's for tomorrow's program. But if you're somehow imagining that God wouldn't possibly bring peace and rest into your life, then it's time to think again. Look at what he did. He created the whole universe, the whole thing. And then he handed it over to humanity through Adam and Eve, to us, to enjoy, both to work and to rest, just as God himself did. The very point I believe God wants us to get today. See, Adam and Eve weren't sitting on the beach drinking pina coladas. The Lord took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and to keep it. There was work involved. Right from the very, very, very beginning, God's plan of work and rest was a good one. And here's the thing, there's a reason that they call Jesus the Saviour. A lot of people wonder to themselves, what could he possibly save me from? I'm not lost. I'm not in trouble. And so they conclude they don't need Jesus. And sadly, let me say all too often, these are the very same people who are carrying around those heavy burdens. These are the very same people who are being crushed under the yoke of slavery to their sin. That's why Jesus came. That's why he said, look, come to me. All you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I'm gentle. I'm humble in my heart. And here with me, you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My friend, I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know whether you're on a mountaintop or whether you're down in the gully somewhere. It doesn't matter. We all go through things. We all suffer the consequences of our sin. We all get tired, and so many, many people are exhausted by life. God never meant it to be like that. And over these coming few weeks on the program, I want to show you from God's own word that he sent Jesus to set us free. He sent Jesus so that those who are weary and carrying heavy burdens could enter the rest of God. Some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised after all. The Word of God is alive and active. Amen. I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.